give us a wrap-up before the second half gets underway. Doug, are you there?
I'm here, Bill.
Great. Okay, we'll pass it back to you, Doug.
All right, thanks, Bill. Yeah, we've got a little bit of time here before we start the second half. I wanted to do a quick rundown of everything that's happened here so far today. We had the just before this, we had the Wrangell-Haynes JV boys basketball game. Wrangell won that one 39-24. Wrangell scoring was Arthur Acuna with one, Chester Armstrong with seven, Tyler Gillen with 10, Sam Armstrong with two, Garrett Miller with four, Taryn Privett with four, and Trent Stokes with 11. Scoring for the Glacier Bears, we had nine for Keegan Sundberg, nine for Matthew Green, and six for Charlie Bauer. They really struggled to get anything going offensively in that game. Just a struggle throughout trying to break the zone defense of the Wrangell Wolves. And then the first game today, as I had briefly mentioned earlier, the Wrangell JV girls beat our girls 39-31. Scoring for Wrangell, Kimberly Cooper had 10, Marsha McKay with 7, Kyla Teat with 8, Alex Campbell with 2, Grace Cano with 6, and Haley Davis with 6. Scoring for our Glacier Bears, Natalia Taylor with 4, Autumn Gross with 4, Janae Larson 4, Shay Otten with 3, Jordan Stegan with 4, Lyric Wiggins with 2, and Olivia Wing with 10. Quick rundown, first half scoring here. First for the Wolves, Caroline Ward with 2, Darian Meisner with 5, Taylor Bean with 3, Kimberly Cooper with 2, and Alex Campbell with 2. Smith is in foul trouble for the Wolves with 3, and then Kimberly Cooper off the bench picked up 4 personal fouls, so we'll see how much they're able to get out of her and how much that shortens their bench here in the second half. Bean, McKay, and Ward all have 2 fouls. Scoring for the Glacier Bears, Libby Jacobson with 3, Grace Jones with 2, Swinton with 3, Badgley with 2, Messerschmidt with 3, Autumn Gross with 2. And the only foul trouble for the Glacier Bears is Jacobson with 3, and then you have Jones and Bauer with 2 personal fouls apiece. Free throw shooting in the first half, the Wolves are 50%, 2 for 4, so the Glacier Bears didn't give them many opportunities from the line. On the other hand, the Glacier Bears were sent there quite often. They had 14 attempts and only made 2 free throws. It's hard to win a lot of games when you're shooting that poorly from the free throw line. The Glacier Bears have also had a lot of open shots down around the basket that they've just come up short and haven't been able to convert. So we'll see what happens here. This third quarter has kind of been a bugger for them throughout the season, so we'll see how they come out of halftime here and get this second half started. They have a 1-point lead, 15-14. They led by 4 at the end of the first quarter, 10-6. So we'll see how they respond here in the second half. Glacier Bears are on the court. You've got Jacobson, Bauer, Badgley, Jones, and Swinton for the Wolves. They have Meisner, Ward, McKay, Smith, and Campbell, it looks like, will be on the floor instead of Bean. So it'll be Glacier Bears basketball first to start the second half. They'll be going to our right. Wolves will be going to the left. Badgley inbounds to Bauer. To Jones at the high post, briefly knocked away, stolen away, and we're going to have a jump ball. That was a really tough pass for Grace to catch. That was right around her knees bouncing up there, and Smith was right there to cause the tie-up. So now Smith on the dribble. She's across the 10-second line for the Wolves. She comes to the left-hand side, stops and pops from 18. This one's going to be long, and rebound comes down to Badgley for the Glacier Bears. Now they get it to Swinton, and we're going to get a jump ball. He had Ward and Meisner in there grabbing a hold of that one with Swinton. This one will be Glacier Bear basketball. Just the start of the third quarter play here. Bauer on the dribble, across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. 2-3 zone for the Wolves here, start the second half. Jacobson goes to the baseline to Badgley, to Jones. She throws that one over the top of the hoop, and it comes down to McKay. McKay gives it off to Smith, and up into the front court come the Wolves. Meisner on the right-hand side, out behind the three-point. They're looking inside to Ward. They go to high post to McKay instead. She looks into Ward. Ward on the right baseline turns, shoots. That one's off the rim. Ooh, almost dropped in. Bounces out. Rebound to Jones. Jones to Bauer. Bauer sprints up to the top of the key. Now she'll back it up. Goes left-hand side to Jacobson. Up top to Bauer. Bauer going to try and drive to the right-hand side, throws that one off of Smith's foot and out of bounds. She was going to the right there. It was really opening up an avenue to get that to the high post to Jones. She might want to keep an eye on that as Smith was kind of reading that one. Now they hand off to Jacobson. Jacobson turns around the three-point line. She'll hand it to Swinton down on the baseline for three. That one's long over the top. Meisner down with the rebound. Meisner quickly on the dribble up into the front court. She pulls up, hands it off to Campbell. Campbell comes left-hand side to Smith. Smith looks over the defense, passes it up to Meisner. Meisner wants to reset the offense, get some ladies over on the right-hand side of the court. They're all stacked up on the left. Now he got Smith. Smith tries to get to the baseline past Jacobson. Libby cuts her off. She has to throw it up top to Meisner. Meisner dribbles into the free throw line. Over to Campbell. Campbell on the right side on the dribble. She's going to try and get down to the baseline. Turned around nicely by Bauer. Now Meisner's going to try that baseline again, and she's going to run through there and pick up the foul on Jones. Grace just kind of had her hands up, but she's got to learn that if you're going to be standing there, you either need to put your foot on that baseline to keep her from going there, or you need to move out of her way. So Meisner gets a third on Jones. Meisner looking for an inbound pass, gets it into Ward. She'll turn, hand it off to Meisner. Meisner briefly eyes a three-point play, picked up her dribble to McKay. Hand off to Meisner. Meisner has Badgley guarding her. Tries to come to the left-hand side to McKay. Now to a cutting Meisner. She runs in for the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound up on the right-hand side. This one's short. Rebound comes out to Bauer in the corner. Bauer up ahead to Jacobson. Jacobson all alone up on the right side. Up and rolls it in for Libby Jacobson. She's got five, and it's a three-point lead for the Glacier Bears with 5:34 left in the third quarter of play. Wolves against full court pressure for the Glacier Bears. Gives it to McKay. McKay picks up a dribble, hands it to Meisner, who's right in front of her. Now Meisner is going to try and come down the left-hand side. Looks, tries to get a pass. Glacier Bears rebound comes down to Jones. Jones going to drive all the way into the right-hand side, gets it across to Jacobson. Nice pass by Grace Jones to cutting Libby Jacobson. Glacier Bears with a five-point lead, four quick points. Now in the full court pressure, they tried to go cross-court, did the Wolves. Celia Bauer was right there to knock that ball out of bounds. And they got Jamie Messerschmidt coming in for Grace Jones with those three fouls for Grace Jones. Coach Elliott wants to let her sit for a little bit. Smith, inbound pass to Ward. Ward's going to dribble it across the 10-second line, come down the three-point line, and then hand it off to Smith. Smith, little running one-hander, up and good for two. That's Erica Smith's first two of the game. She had 16 last night in the game. So Glacier Bears have done a good job holding her in check. Glacier Bears with a three-point lead now, 19-16. Bauer goes left-hand side to Jacobson. Back up top to Bauer. Right side to Swinton out behind the three-point line. Jacobson back with the ball. 2-3 zone still by the Wrangell Wolves. Glacier Bears flash Badgley to the high post. Now she goes back out left-hand side. Glacier Bears switch Jacobson and Bauer. Jacobson with a long shot from 19. No good. McKay down with the rebound for the Wolves. Smith now on the dribble for the Wolves across the 10-second line. Calls out the deep offense. Goes right-hand side to Campbell. Campbell gets it to Ward. Ward almost lost control of it. She's able to track it down and get it off to Smith. Smith comes left-hand side to Howell. Howell in the game now for the Wolves. Smith tries probing that left-hand side of the defense. Cut off nicely by Badgley. Up top to Campbell to Howell on the right side. Howell harassed by Jacobson. Jacobson with the steal. She's got two on one. Jacobson's going to take it herself. Goes up with the shot. No good, but she's going to be fouled and be going to the free throw line. So that foul's on 1-0. That's Alex Campbell, her first personal. First team foul here in the second half for the Wolves. Libby Jacobson at the line shooting two. Hard dribble, brings the ball up and shuts. Bounce back rim, bounce front rim, and off. 3:45 left here in the third quarter of play. Three-point lead for the Glacier Bears, 19-16. We've got Meisner and Teep back into the game for Ward and Howell. And now off the bench is Bean coming in for Campbell for the Wolves. So a little bit of a shuffle for the Wolves with their personnel. And we got Libby Jacobson back to the line. A couple hard bounces. This one is up and swish. Libby 1-for-3 for the free throw line. She's got 8 points. Game high of 8 for Libby. Now she's putting pressure on Meisner. Meisner gets it, tries to get across the 10-second line, knocked to Bauer, but right back to Meisner. To Smith now on the dribble. Smith goes right-hand side to Bean. Bean high post to McKay. McKay turns, spins on Swinton, and we're going to get a foul. It's going to be Black 4-0. He's going to say she was using her elbow. So that's Kaylee Swinton's first personal foul. Second team foul here in the second half. Wolves looking for an inbounds pass. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears. Just pretty close to a 5-second count, but they get it into Bean to the Wolves. Smith, right-hand side to Meisner. Meisner to McKay down the right baseline. Up top to Smith. To Meisner at the high post. She dribbles in, 14-footer, no good. Serena Badgley down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. And when she caught that ball, she did a dribble, picked it up, and then dribbled again. So that's a double dribble on Serena, turns it back over to the Wolves. Meisner on the inbounds on the left-hand side of the key this time to Smith. Smith tries to get baseline, but knocked away by Jacobson. Smith regains the dribble, circles up top to Meisner. Meisner up fake. She's going to drive down the right-hand side of the lane, up with a shot, and they're going to get Badgley with the foul. That'll be Serena's first, third-team foul on the Glacier Bears, and that should be sending Darian Meisner to the free throw line. She's 1-for-2 so far today. She's got 5 points, team high score for the Wolves so far in the basketball game. After the first free throws, we'll have a couple subs in for the Glacier Bears. We've got Cowart and Gross at the scores table ready to come in. Meisner's first one is up and good. So that's 6 points for her now. And Cowart and Gross are coming in for Messerschmidt and Badgley. 3-point lead for the Glacier Bears, 20-17 with 2:52 left to go in the third quarter. Darian Meisner at the line for her second. And that one's good as well. Boy, she's recovered nicely from her poor free throw performance last night. She's 3-for-4. Last night she was 2-for-12. Jacobson with a 3-point shot for the Glacier Bears. Back rim, long rebound comes out to Smith. Smith quickly up into the front court on the left-hand side. She's going to drive baseline, gets past Jacobson, and up and good for two. We're tied at 20 with 2:30 left in the third quarter. Bauer up for the Glacier Bears. Calling out a play, 2-3 zone. Those top two are extending out quite a ways. They go to the high post to Gross. Gross turns, and it's going to have Bean coming in with the foul. So that'll be three on Taylor Bean. Second team foul here in the second half for the Wolves. And off the bench for the Glacier Bears, Natalia Taylor will come in for Libby Jacobson. So Glacier Bears will be inbounding. Baseline, left-hand side. Swinton on the inbounds. Looking for an outlet. She'll throw it up top to Bauer. Bauer comes right-hand side to Taylor. Taylor down to Gross. Gross looks inside. Nobody there. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor tries driving in. She's two Wolves there to stop her. Now Bauer, there's a scramble for it, and we got a jump ball, and that'll be Wolves basketball. Smith inbounds to Meisner. Meisner across 10-second line. She's got Cowart on her. Goes to Smith on the left side. Into McKay. McKay tries to get past Swinton. Kicks it out to Teet. Teet up top to Smith. Smith on the dribble. Has it stolen away by Bauer. Bauer's got two women in front of her. She's going to go up on the right-hand side. Make the basket. Celia with her first 2 points of the ball game, and 2-point lead again for the Glacier Bears. Meisner comes back, gets past Cowart, and it's off for Meisner out of bounds. Nice job that time by Destiny, funneling her over to the sideline. She just dribbled the ball off of her leg and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. 1:39 left in the third quarter, 22 for the Haynes Glacier Bears, 20 for the Rango Wolves. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Bauer goes left-hand side to Taylor. She looks baseline but comes up top to Bauer instead. Seeley turns, looks at a 3-point shot. Swinton saves that one from going out of bounds. Now back to Taylor, to Bauer. Bauer, ooh, dangerous pass inside, stolen away by Smith. Smith to Meisner. Meisner is going to try and drive all the way in. She gets past the Glacier Bears. Ball swatted by Gross, but we're going to have a foul on Autumn Gross. That'll be Autumn's first personal, fourth team foul here for the Glacier Bears. Meisner back at the line. First one's up off the side rim, no good. Girls have a bad habit when they got somebody driving on them. Instead of making that extra effort to get in front of them, they just kind of slide alongside of them, pick up a lot of fouls that way. Meisner's second one is up, and this one is good. She's got eight, four of those coming from the free throw line. Bauer going to drive in, running 14-footer. This one's off the backboard. Rebound comes out to Taylor on the left baseline. She's going to step on the sideline. Out of bounds. So Meisner will be inbounding to Smith. Look, a 1-3-1 half-court trap here for the Glacier Bears. Had a chance to steal the Gross, but off of her hands and back out to Smith. Smith with a three-point shot, and that's off the front rim and out of bounds. Glacier Bears got a break on that one. Erica Smith has a tendency to knock those shots down, and they left her wide open. Bauer coming back for the Glacier Bears. She's at the top of the key, goes left-hand side to Taylor. Taylor, baseline to Cowart. Nothing there inside. They had Gross double-team down in the post. Now they got Autumn Gross with a pushing foul down low. That's one of those you always get the retaliation because Meisner was shoving Autumn down there, and Autumn pushed back, and that was the one the official called. So Autumn, that'll be her second 15 foul here in the half, and the Wolves have the basketball again. Smith drives up into the front court. Should have been a double dribble. She picked that one up, but no, Meisner has it. Goes to Bean. Bean to Meisner. Meisner's going to drive down the right-hand side, swatted by Swinton. I don't know what the official saw on that one. He's saying she pushed with her offhand, but it was his position. There's no way he could see that. Nice block by Kaylee there. Glacier Bears kind of gotten the raw end of the stick here on these last couple fouls, and they're sending Meisner to the line where she's 4-for-6. Make it 4-for-7 now as she misses her first one. 1-point lead for the Glacier Bears, 22-21, and 17.3 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter of play. Meisner's second shot is up. This one's off the front rim. Rebound comes down to Cowart. And her pass knocked out of bounds by McKay. So Glacier Bears will be inbounding on the sideline with 15 seconds left here in the third quarter play. Cowart gets it into Bauer. Bauer comes up against 2-3 zone, picks up her dribble, goes left-hand side to Taylor. Back to Bauer. Bauer to Taylor. Taylor with a 19-footer. That's off the back rim. Rebound comes out to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt, her pass is stolen away, but it's too late at the end of the quarter. So the Glacier Bears 22 and the Wrangell Wolves 21, even scoring for both teams in that quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute for the fourth quarter.
Thanks, Doug, and great calling on that third quarter. We'll keep a sharp ear for the fourth quarter in just less than a minute. You're tuned to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, Kluckwan. It is 7:03. And we'll return to Doug in just a few seconds. Doug, when you're ready.
All right, we're back here in Wrangell. Through the first three quarters of play, Glacier Bears holding on to a 1-point lead, 22-21. Leading score for the Wolves is Darian Meisner. She's got eight, four of those coming from the free throw line. Caroline Ward has two, Erica Smith with four, Taylor Bean three, Kimberly Cooper two, Alex Campbell two for the Glacier Bears. Jacobson with eight, Jones with two, Bauer with two, Swinton with three, Badgley with two, Messerschmidt with three, and Gross with two. Glacier Bears have the basketball. We've got Jones Badgley, Bauer, Jacobson, and Swinton on the court for the Glacier Bears. For the Wolves, they have Smith, Bean, Meisner, Ward, and McKay. Glacier Bears turn it over, trying to get it into Jones, stolen away by Smith. Smith comes up, gets it to Bean. Bean's going to drive the right-hand side. Nobody from the Glacier Bears picks her up. She drives in. She's got her fifth point, and it's a one-point lead for the Wolves. Terrible defense for the Glacier Bears that time. Lazy pass by Bauer, almost stolen away by Smith. Glacier Bears need to realize in that 2-3 zone, those two top wings are really coming out and anticipating those passes to the wings, so they need to start penetrating a little bit more and then kick the pass. Now they go into Grace Jones at the high post, and she's got Bean coming in, ties her up. This is starting to remind me of last night when the Glacier Bears couldn't take care of the basketball at all. Now we got a full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Bean gets right past Jones, going to drive it up into the front court. Jacobson stops her. Now they come out to Ward. Back to Bean. Bean's going to drive down the baseline, try and get underneath, and the ball's stolen away by Badgley off of Meisner, and it should be Haynes Glacier Bear basketball, and it is. The officials talk it over. We'll have Badgley inbounding to Bauer. Bauer calling out the play. She comes across the 10-second line, hands it off to Jacobson. Jacobson bobbles the ball, gets it to Swinton. Swinton to Jacobson. Jacobson back to Swinton down on the baseline. She's covered, looks inside to Jones. Bad pass there by Kaylee off Grace's hands. She was double-teamed in there. Probably want to reverse it and then get it to Jones. They try and do that on the other side. Jacobson's going to take a three-point shot and nail it. Libby Jacobson, she's got 11, and it's a two-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Tough shot by Libby that time. Smith back on the dribble across the 10-second line for the Wolves. She comes up top to Bean. Bean left side to Meisner to McKay as Meisner cuts through. McKay goes to high post to Ward. She dribbles, takes a 16-footer off the backboard. No good, gets her own rebound, throws up the shot again and makes that one. Caroline Ward has four, and we're tied at 25. Bauer across the 10-second line for the Bears. She goes left-hand side to Jacobson. Jacobson fakes the three, comes back up top to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble. Now she picks it up, looking for some help. Goes left side to Jacobson. Jacobson, long three-point shot. This is off the back rim. Rebound to Smith. Smith into the front court. Circles to the left, then goes back right to Meisner. Meisner, 5 feet behind the three-point line. Goes down to the baseline to McKay. McKay against Swinton. Trying to find an opening. Now she's going to travel. Didn't have anybody to pass that to. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears that time, creating the turnover. Now we got Messerschmidt into the game for Swinton. Tied up at 25. And we also had number two, Cooper, come in for the Wolves for Ward. Glacier Bears go left-hand side to Jacobson. Jacobson drives, kicks it out to Badgley. Looks at a three, comes up top to Bauer instead. Bauer right-hand side to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt's going to drive on the right-hand side, throws up a shot. That was way short. She had a defender right on her. Probably not the best selection that time for Jamie. She probably had a chance to get a little close, get past her lady and get all the way to the rim on that one. Quickly back is Cooper. Cooper throws up a wild shot on the right-hand side. No good. Rebound comes down to Badgley for the Glacier Bears. She's going to rip the ball out of there, and we've got a foul on the Wolves. White 1-2, Darian Meisner. That'll be her first personal third team foul for the Wolves. 5:05 left in this game. We're tied at 25. Bauer comes back, hands it off to Jacobson. Jacobson's going to drive inside, kicks it out to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt, oh, tough pass, almost stolen away, right back to Messerschmidt. Now up top to Bauer. Celia in, 17-footer off the backboard, hard off the rim, rebound comes down to Smith. Celia just kind of throws that ball up there. That one didn't fall for her. Meisner looking for somebody inside. She's on the dribble on the right-hand side. She's going to drive baseline, gets past Badgley, turns around on the left side, up with the shot, and rebound comes down to Jones. She has one of the Wolves fall over the top of her. It was McKay came over the top of Grace Jones, and it'll be Glacier Bears basketball. Swinton back in for Badgley now for the Glacier Bears, and Ward in for McKay for the Wolves. Nope, they're saying it was Wrangell Wolves basketball, originally pointed Haynes' way. So the Wolves will have it with Meisner triggering the inbound, looking for a cutter, gets to Ward right underneath the basket. Bad defense by the Glacier Bears, and we got a push to keep Caroline from making that basket, and that's going to be Messerschmidt. That's Jamie's second personal. 17 foul. Caroline Ward will be going to the line. 4-2. Her first shot is up off the front rim. No good. 4:26 left in the game. 25-25 ball game. Second one by Ward is up and right down the center. So Caroline gets one of two, gives the Wolves a one-point lead. They put a two-point lead on the board there. Rebound comes down to the Wolves off the missed shot by the Glacier Bears. Quickly back is Meisner down on the right baseline. Meisner circles around. He's going to take a three-point shot. That one's off the rim, over the top of the backboard, and out of bounds. Now they get the clock fixed with the 26-25 score with 4:01 left in the game. Glacier Bears basketball. 17 fouls on the Glacier Bears, so any foul on them, the Wolves will be shooting the rest of the game. Just three team fouls here in the second half on the Wolves. Bauer up to the three-point line, picks up a dribble, goes left side to Jacobson. Playing catch around the outside with Swinton, Jacobson, and Bauer. Now they go left side to Swinton. She turns, 18-footer, front rim, no good. Ball bounces out to her for the rebound. Jacobson over to Jones, to Bauer, to Jones. Grace Jones with a 17-footer. That one's off the back rim, no good. Rebound to Bean for the Wolves, and Jamie Messerschmidt with another foul. Jamie's really got to be careful. As soon as she has somebody around her, she's got her hands on them, pushing them. And just a senseless foul when you're 85 feet from the basket. There's no need to be pushing somebody and picking up that foul and sending them to the free throw line. Taylor Bean, 2-for-5 last night from the free throw line. She's 1-for-2 so far tonight. She's going there with a 1-and-1 opportunity. She's got 5 points on the game so far. Has a chance to extend this lead for the Wolves. And first one bounces off the front rim, off the backboard, and good. 7-for-12 are the Wolves from the free throw line so far. Glacier Bears 3-for-16. Second one is up. This one bounces off the front rim and in. So Bean 3-for-4 from the free throw line. There's a three-point lead for the Wolves. Out to Jacobson. Jacobson chucks up a three-pointer, goes hard off the backboard and out to Bean. Bean quickly up into the front court. She's going to drive in on the left side, leaves that one short. Battle for the rebound comes down to Grace Jones. Grace trying to get that ball out of there. Now she finally gets it to Bauer. Bauer has numbers. You've got a 4-on-2. If she can get it to Coward. Coward misses a wide-open layup. Oh, Destiny, we need those. Rebound comes down to the Wolves. Meisner on the dribble, left-hand side pass to Bean. Bean to Meisner. 2:50 left in the game. Glacier Bears need to pick up some defense and get a stop here. Cooper with the ball. Looks up top, stolen away by Jones. And they're going to call a foul on Grace Jones. Thought she had good position stepping in front of that one. Probably should have been Meisner coming from behind her. But that'll be 4 on Jones, and it'll be a 1-and-1 opportunity. We've got Badgley in for Cowart. 1-and-1 opportunity for Meisner. Meisner's 4-for-8 from the free throw line in the game today. 5-for-9. And she misses the second one, so 5 out of 10. Swinton with the rebound to Bauer. 4-point lead for the Wolves. Bauer is going to drive down, out of control, ball off for the Wolves and out of bounds. Glacier Bears need to settle down and just play basketball here. They're just totally out of control the last couple of times down, taking the first shot that comes up to them. Just, they lose this game, they can blame it on nothing but a lack of fundamentals, missing open layups, open shots, bad passes, missed free throws. Sometimes they can be tough to watch. Sometimes they can be fun to watch. So we'll do a quick rundown here. 29-25, 4-point lead for the Wolves. 2:36 left in the fourth quarter of play. The Wolves led by Darian Meisner with 9 points, five of those coming from the free throw line. Libby Jacobson leading the Glacier Bears with 11. She had two big three-pointers that have kind of kept the Glacier Bears in this, but everybody else, you know, Jones has two, Bauer two, Swinton with just three, Badgley with two, Messerschmidt with three, Gross with two. So they've got balanced scoring. You just hope it would be more than 2 to 3 points in all of your balanced scoring. And they could if they would make some free throws. 19% shooting from the free throw line is not going to get it done when you're trying to win a basketball game. So Wolves back out on the court. It'll be Glacier Bear basketball. So Wolves coming out on defense. We have Smith, Ward, Bean, Meisner, and Cooper for the Glacier Bears. You have Swinton, Jones, Messerschmidt, Badgley, Bauer, and Jacobson. Glacier Bears get it to Swinton over in the left corner. Back up top to Bauer. Inside to Jones. Jones turns up with the right hand. Leaves that one short. Another missed basket for the Glacier Bears. To Badgley. Nice hustle by Serena. Tracking that one down out behind the three-point line. To Swinton down on the left side. Fourth shot by Swinton that time. Cast that one up. That was way short. Not a good decision. Bean with the rebound. Brings it up into the front court. Comes left-hand side to Smith. Goes inside to Bean. Bean blocked by Swinton. She had her hand on her hip that time. So that'll be Kaylee's third personal. That'll send Taylor Bean back to the free throw line. This time shooting two. She's 3 for 4. And that's 10th team foul on the Glacier Bears, so it'll be two fouls, two foul shots every time from here on out. Bean's first one is up, and that one's short. Second, taking her time, and that one is short. Also, rebound to Jones. Jones up ahead to Bauer. Celia's going to race up into the front court, come all the way up on the right-hand side. We're going to get an offensive foul by Celia Bauer. Erica Smith was waiting for her the whole time. Terrible decision by Celia that time. She needed to drop that ball off or pull it out because the defense was set and waiting. There's no need for her to go charging into her. Smith on the dribble for the Wolves. And we're going to get a travel on the Wolves. Nice defense that time by Badgley and Jones creating the turnover. Now let's see if the Glacier Bears can be smart and get a run their offense here, get a good look, and make a basket. Get it into Swinton, up top to Bauer. Bauer going to come back to Jacobson in the corner for three, and that one's long to Jones. Jones is going to go back up with it and get fouled. Nice job by Grace Jones setting up for that weak side rebound there and getting the foul on Taylor Bean. That'll be her fourth personal, fourth team foul on the Wolves here in the second half. Grace Jones has a chance here for two shots from the free throw line to cut into this four-point lead. This is when these free throws get a little bit tougher to make, a little more pressure on them. And that one's off the back rim and no good. Jones' second one is up. This one's off, and Jones comes in, gets her own rebound, and they're going to get a travel on Jones. She was falling to the floor. She caught that one. She didn't really have a choice but to travel on that. It's kind of hard to stop yourself in midair. Nice hustle by Grace, though. 1:41 left in the game. Four-point lead for the Wolves. Wolves get it into the corner. Now back to Meisner, stolen away by Bauer. Bauer with the shot. That one's up off the rim. No good. Jacobson back out to Bauer, to Jones. Jones drives baseline, kicks it over to Badgley. Badgley doesn't have a shot, goes out to Jacobson. Cross court to Bauer. Bauer resets the offense with 1:24 left. Left side to Jacobson. She up fakes for the shot. Back to Bauer, to Jacobson, to Badgley, to Jacobson. She turns, fires from three. That's off the back rim, no good. Ward down with the rebound. To Meisner. Meisner now up into the front court with the Wolves. We've got 1 minute left in the ball game. Wolves clinging to a four-point lead here against the Glacier Bears. Cooper going to try to drive in. 16-foot shot. This is short. Rebound to Jacobson. Jacobson out of the pile there of bodies, gets it over to Bauer. Bauer quickly up into the front court, 45 seconds left in the game, to Jones. Jones drives in, hands it off to Swinton. Swinton with a shot. That one's an air ball. Cooper down with the rebound to Meisner. Meisner's going to dribble, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Serena Badgley. That'll be her second personal, and that'll send Meisner to the free throw line, shooting more free throws. Fundamentals, something that the Glacier Bears, actually neither one of these teams is very strong in fundamentals. They're both have a hard time dribbling the ball without looking at it. A lot of very makeable shots that aren't anywhere close. Poor form shooting, not understanding where the defense is at and throwing it right to the other team. But Glacier Bears, if they want to win some games the rest of this way, they've got a lot of athletic ability, got a lot of girls that are putting some time in. But without the basic fundamentals of making a free throw and being able to dribble up the court without having to look at the basketball, and just some basic shot fundamentals that allow you to be successful most of the time shooting the ball, it's not really going to happen. So they're going to have to really look at this and decide if they're going to put some extra work in or if they're just going to kind of keep doing the same thing. But so far, the ingredients needed for winning basketball are not present. They got 32.4 seconds left, down four. Meisner will be at the line shooting two. She's 5-for-10 from the free throw line so far today, so she's shooting 50%. Both teams back out on the court. Meisner has the ball for her first shot. This one rattles in and out, no good. Meisner second. Up, rattles around, no good. Rebound, Grace Jones up to Bauer. Bauer up into the front court. And she just stepped on another fundamental thing. You can't step back on that half court line. You got to know where you're at on the court. Just not paying attention to what's happening on the basketball court. Meisner looking, can't get it inbound, so she's going to call a quick timeout. We'll use this break right here to we want to thank all of our underwriters. Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHNS, and by Lutac Lumber, Alaska Power and Telephone Haynes, Southeast Road Builders, Hauser's IGA, The Parts Place, the Captain's Choice Motel, and Old Ridge Market Center. Thank you, Glacier Bear supporters. We appreciate all your efforts in letting us bring you these games on KHNS. Appreciate Bill and Mackie back at the station doing all the hard work to make it so I can talk to you guys back there. With 26.7 seconds left in the game, Glacier Bears need a turnover. Wolves will be inbounding right down in front of me. Meisner looking inbound. She gets it to Smith. Smith's going to be fouled right away by Jacobson. That'll be Libby's fourth. That'll send Erica Smith to the line shooting two. She was 7-for-13 from the free throw line last night. This will be her first two opportunities here today from the line. And her first one is off. Second one is good. So 5-point lead now for the Wolves. Bauer quickly up into the front court for the Glacier Bears. Left-hand side to Jacobson. Boy, Libby 5 feet behind the three-point line. That one's off the back rim. No good. Meisner down with the rebound. We're going to get a foul on the Glacier Bears. Send Meisner back to the line. She's going to shoot those. Libby needs to step up to that line. There's nobody there. It's no sense shooting that one from that far behind the line. That'll be Grace Jones with the foul. That'll be her fifth personal foul. I'm going over conferring with the scorer's table. I don't believe they've let coach know this yet. So I don't know what they're saying here. It's showing that there's five on the scoreboard, but they're not making them take. I had that as the fifth on Grace. So I'm not sure why she's still in the game, unless they've got it wrong on the scoreboard or they called it on somebody else. Meisner's first shot is up and good. Got a second shot coming for her. Into the game is Taylor for the Glacier Bears, coming in for Badgley. Meisner's second is up. That's missed everything. So it'll be Glacier Bears ball out of bounds with 14.2 seconds left. And we got a timeout by Coach Elliott. Seeing what we can draw up here. We'll send it back to the studio here for about 30 seconds and we'll come back for the conclusion of the game.
All right, good deal. And Doug, and we'll enjoy that last 30 seconds or so, or last few seconds of the ball game when it comes back, and look forward to a good conclusion of the game, whatever the score happens to be. This is KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Kluckwan. Let's return to Doug, calling the ball games live tonight.
Thanks, Bill. We're back here in Wrangell getting ready for the last 14.2 seconds of the game. I know the girls are going to be extremely disappointed coming home from this one. Talking to them on the ferry, I think with Wrangell coming into this game 0-4 in conference and the Glacier Bears at least having that one win against Craig, I think the Bears thought this was an opportunity for them to pick up two wins while they were down here on this road trip and kind of get ready for the second half of the season. But that's not going to happen. They're down six with 14.2 seconds left. And, it's right now it's just not looking like they've got the skill level to win these games against these girls. So they're going to have to come up with something here in the second half of the season to improve the way that they play. Right there, they've got it to Kaylee Swinton on the baseline, and she just couldn't handle the pass. Allowed the Wolves to come over and knock that ball out of bounds. So just simple things like catching and dribbling and shooting, and that ball from Bauer was off the Wolves' hands and out of bounds. 2.9 seconds left. Jacobson will inbound for the Glacier Bears.
1-0.
Jacobson looks inside, goes out to Swinton. Swinton up top to Bauer. Bauer is going to throw it off the backboard, and that'll be the end of our ball game here. Wrangell 31, Glacier Bears 25, and the Glacier Bears just could not score in that second half of play. They were outscored 17-10 in the second half, only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. You know, when it comes down to the end of the game and you've got that crunch time, Glacier Bears just weren't able to fight through that pressure and make the shots when it counted for them. As we end up, Erica Smith had 5 for the Wolves, Caroline Ward with 5, Darren Mesner with 10, Taylor Bean with 6, Kimberly Cooper with 2, and Alex Campbell with 2. And the Wolves were 1, 2, 3. They were 11 for 24 from the free throw line. Glacier Bears, they had Autumn Gross with 2, Jamie Measureschmidt with 3, Serena Badgley with 2, Kaylee Swinton with 3, Celia Bauer with 2, Grace Jones with 2, and Libby Jacobson with 11. Glacier Bears 3 for 18 from the free throw line. So, you know, you're looking at the 15% completion range there for the Glacier Bears from the free throws. Shoot 30% and you win the game. So anyhow, we'll send this back. We've got about 15 minutes up on the score clock. They haven't started it yet, so we'll send it back to KHNS for a little while, and then we'll be back.